Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on forgiving, turning away from the ignorant ones. We explained what is meant by the ignorant. Sometimes a person doesn't know, genuinely doesn't know. And sometimes a person knows but he's behaving in an ignorant manner. From both these type of people, we should turn away, not waste our time fighting with them if they do something. In other words, not that we shouldn't be educating people who don't know, but if someone doesn't know, he doesn't have the knowledge, and now that person is pursuing some type of argument, some type of fight, now should we continue with that argument or that fight, or the better thing is to just move away? Because now that is not the moment, and that's not the time to be wasting our time, number one, and it's not the time to be teaching someone at that moment when he's upset, and now we may get upset and lose ourselves. So Quran so beautifully is explaining to us that adopt forgiveness, instruct what is good, and ignore the ignorant ones. In other words, don't get affected by them. Don't let it worry you. Don't let it hurt you to such an extent now you start losing focus in what you need to be doing. So today's hadith, little bit of a long hadith, but it shows us the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a forgiving natured person Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The pinnacle of forgiveness, the pinnacle of akhlaq, the pinnacle of beauty in every respect. One is a person does something to us in some way that he doesn't physically harm us. He may have said something, or he may have not invited us for some function, some program. He may have forgot about us, and that may just hurt us, whereas it shouldn't be hurting us, but it does. We are human beings. But one is somebody physically does something to us. Somebody harms us, and that is for no reason. And one is when we're trying to act in the person's interest, we're trying to help the person, and then the person physically harms us, that takes it to a different level. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to save the people from the harms of this world and from the everlasting harms of akhirat. He was trying to act in the benefit of the people, but yet they were harming him. And look at the tolerance and the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this needs a very, very big heart. Any one of us, we will say, if this is the way you want to behave, then you can continue to Jahannam. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's hadith will teach us what a heart he had, that despite harming him so much, he's making so much of effort for their akhirat, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still hoping for the forgiveness of the people. And this is what you call an expansive, beautiful, generous heart, which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did you experience any day more severe than the day of Uhud? Uhud was a very, very severe day. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced a lot of difficulties. He was so badly injured in the head, it caused his head to bleed, and he also lost his front teeth. He also lost his Mubarak, blessed, beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. He lost many of the close Sahaba. So this was a very difficult moment. So therefore, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you experience any day more severe than the day of Uhud? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I experienced many hardships from your people, and the severest which I experienced from them was in the day of Aqaba, the day at the occasion of Ta'if, when I presented myself to Ibn Abdi Ya'lil, Ibn Abdul Khulal, and he did not accept my message. I went all the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the effort. He went first to the chieftains, to the leaders, to present the message to them. Perhaps if they accept, then it will become very easy for the followers to accept. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that he did not accept my message. I departed in great grief and only recovered when I reached Qarna Thalib. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I raised my head and I saw a cloud shading me. This is the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made intizam from himself, from his side, that now a shade. It was hot, it was difficult terrain, difficult to get there, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got there. Now this is what he's experiencing. A cloud Allah ta'ala had caused to come and shade Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I looked and I saw Jibreel alayhi salam therein. He called to me and said that Allah ta'ala has heard what your people have said to you and how they answered you. He has sent the angel of the mountains to you so that you may command him to do whatever you like to these people. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned so badly. The street people chase him. What do you say, the ruffians of the town to chase Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to pelt him with stones. But in this condition, Now the angel is there calling out, Jibreel alayhi salam is calling out, that Allah Ta'ala heard what had happened. Allah Ta'ala is so the angel of the mountains. Then first Jibreel alayhi salam came and said that Allah Ta'ala has heard what your people have said to you and how they've answered you. He sent the angel of the mountains to you so that you may command them to do whatever you like to these people. The angel of the mountains then called me, greeted me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has heard what your people have said to you. I am the angel of the mountains and my sustainer has sent me to you so that you may command me to do whatever you like. It was just as like I say, a press of the button and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have wiped out that whole community. Yeah, and Jibreel alayhi salam came. Allah Ta'ala had sheltered him with a cloud. And then the angel of the mountain also was sent. So it was just a matter of just giving the instruction. And that whole community who had harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have been destroyed. Look at the answer. And look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed and demonstrated at that moment. So when the angel of the mountains told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent me to you. I may command, you may command me to do whatever you like. What would you like me to do? Nabi sallallahu, this angel is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angel of the mountains, what would you like me to do? If so you wish, I can. Then now he's making his offers. First he's telling, what would you like me to do? And now he's saying, what I can do for you if you want me to do. If you wish, I can crush them between the two mountains surrounding Makkah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks. After this whole scene, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now speaks. Look at the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells his angel, no. The angel is telling him, I can crush these people. He tells the angel, no. I hope Allah Ta'ala will produce from their progeny those that will worship Allah. Those who will worship Allah alone without ascribing any partners from Him. In other words, if these people don't accept from me, I'm hopeful that at least their children will accept Islam. At least their children will worship Allah Ta'ala. And this is what you call an expansive heart. Then you're hoping for the hidayat of those that even physically harm you to such an extent that you're bleeding. Shoes are filled with blood, but yet he's actually hopeful for their children to get hidayat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sometimes when we lose ourselves, we'll swear the person, we'll swear their parents, we'll swear the children, and we won't want to even see their children. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually hoping that if hidayat is not written for them, at least it will be written for the children of the people of Taif. This is a beautiful akhlaq. We should try and bring it into our life. Bring the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Instead of cursing people, instead of hurting people, we should rather be making dua for people, making dua for ourselves. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.